So, Neil, where do we start? What an afternoon.
Certainly was.
Game changed after 10 minutes.
Yeah, I think the referee kills the game, to be honest, for both sides. Don't think it's a red card from Niz. The lad's gone down very easy, and I think there's cover on from Josh behind him. I don't believe it's a red card. And when you give out a red card that early, you know, we have to change the way we play. You know, we have to slow everything down. We have to be professional and try and kill the game at any opportunity we get. And it therefore becomes a frustrating game for them. And I think if it hadn't been for that, I think it would have been an even more of a spectacle. But I thought we were absolutely clinical when we went forward.
Sometimes 10 against 11 works in the side that have the player less.
I always say that. I don't like playing against 10 men. I would say not when it's 80 minutes. You know, if it's 30, 35 minutes, I always find it very difficult. I thought every man out on that pitch for us was an absolute warrior today. You know, as I said, we broke at speed, some fantastic finishing, and we caused some problems going forward. And I thought we sat in and defended really well. We got a bit lucky at times. You know, I think they hit the crossbar. Probably had a penalty shout turned down, which I think was a penalty. But we had to ride our luck at times, and you know, lots of balls in the box. But again, we defended like Trojans, and we were magnificent today.
And started off early on, you know, two great balls in, and Matty's on the end of it to score 2-0 up, and then a penalty after 30 minutes. What did you make of the penalty?
It was a penalty, I thought. Josh just got in front of the defender and he's clipped him.
Was it in the box?
It's whether it was in the box or outside the box. I thought it was on the line, and the line's in the box. So for me, it's a penalty. I said at the time it was a penalty. They weren't too sure. I don't think the linesman or the referee were 100% sure. But we've got the decision. Maybe he's felt he's got to even it up a little bit after the red card. I don't know. But you know, to be 3-0 up after 30 odd minutes is, you know, when you've just gone down to 10 men is incredible. And you know, hats off to them.
Was it almost too early in the game? Were you then worried? And obviously conceding just before half time, just what you didn't want.
Yeah, no, it was. If we'd gone in at 3-0, you know, you're in a fantastic position. And I said to Unders at 3-1 and 4-2, you know, I'd have still taken a point today. You know, they were getting the ball out wide. You know, they were stretching us as much as they could, and what they should have been doing, and they probably just weren't getting the ball in the box enough, and maybe weren't clinical enough. And you know, but you've got to give credit to the way we've defended as a 10. You know, so brilliant.
And in terms of the players out there, what were the messages you were trying to get through at halftime and throughout the game from the touchline? What were they? Obviously, I know you say there's a bit of game management in terms of slowing it down, but what were the other key messages?
No, there's loads of game management. You know, obviously, you know, Jack's ended up getting cautioned. And
yeah, what's your thoughts on Jack? Some people, when it's against you, you get really, really frustrated with it.
Yeah, it's game management. It's things that happen to us all the time, and you get frustrated with it. And you know, when you're on the opposite team to it, you know, it's frustrating. And you know, from our point of view today, it was needed. And you know, we knew Jack was probably going to get a booking at some point, you know, today, because he was taking his time. But he just did enough. And you know, I say it all the time, you know, if referees got onto that a little bit quicker, then it would happen less. But they don't. They wait till late on in the game, and then they caution, and by which point, you know, it's probably a little bit too late. But 100% was the right thing to do today. And you know, I'm just absolutely proud of every single one of them. You know, it's up there with one of our best results as managers. You know, I think it's probably one of the first times we've gone behind, you know, to 10 men so early in a game, and come away and scored 4 goals at a team that was sitting 4th in the league.
And in terms of Matty particularly, standout performance for you?
Oh, you know, his finishing was top draws while we brought him in. You know, so you've got to give massive credit to Dobbo. You know, we've been a little bit critical of Dobbo in recent weeks. You know, to him, and you know, we've asked for a little bit more. And I thought his work rate today was brilliant. And you know, the two balls for the first and the second goal were absolute dreams for a centre forward. And you know, he's finished with aplomb. And obviously the hat-trick is a great finish as well.
After that hat-trick, did you, at 4-1, did you kind of feel a little bit more comfortable?
No, No, and obviously them scoring a minute and a half later didn't help my nerves, if I'm brutally honest. I think I was biting my nails, pulling my hair out. But I thought we were relatively comfortable in the way we defended. There wasn't loads of panicking. There wasn't loads of, you know, shanked clearances or anything like that. I thought we just defended well and just delighted, as I said. If you're going to have a player sent off today, you know, and have somebody missing for an FA Cup game, it's probably best that it was Niz, because he's missing Saturday for a wedding anyway. So it makes no difference on that respect.
And in terms of injuries and little niggles, obviously Jack went down a few times. Was that game management? Was it a genuine injury then?
No, he has got a bit of a shoulder problem, but he'll be fine. We are going to get a couple of keepers on forms this week, you know, pre the FA Cup games. We've now got to put our minds to a tough game, you know, against Sholin. And I know everyone will say, well, no, it's not. You know, they're a step five side, and you know, but we know a lot about them. You know, I've got I was at Southampton as a kid. I know quite a few lads down that way, and I know a lot of their players. And they're a step four side. You know, even potentially pushing on to a step three side. And I know they've taken voluntary relegation in the past, and you know, they're probably happy at playing at step five because of the travelling. So we're under no illusions. It'll be a really tough game Saturday, and you know, we need to come ready for a tough game and try and get through to the next round of the FA Cup.
And in terms of league, you've got to be happy going into this, you know, with wins in a row and also away victories and away performances.
Yeah, I mean, we're three wins on the bounce. You know, we're 10 games in and we're 17 points.
Seventh in the league?
Seventh in the league, just in the playoffs and 5 points off top. So I think it's a tremendous start. I think we had a little bit of stick, as is always the case when we lose a game or two. People come out of the woodwork and start saying, oh, we don't know what we're doing because we're rotating and all this kind of stuff. And our lads just keep going and proving it. And, you know, we prove it. You know, we're a good side and we know that we can compete at this level and we're doing that.
And what's the plans for the weekend? Give the boys Tuesday off?
They will have Tuesday off. Obviously, the Chalvia playing at home Tuesday. We've had a really tough couple of weeks. Obviously with the Bournemouth game Tuesday, we trained well Thursday. The previous week, we'd had a real physical session on the Tuesday and trained on the Thursday as well. So they'll have Tuesday off and we'll get in on Thursday and prepare properly for the FA Cup.
Well, enjoy the celebrations this evening. Have a good week and we'll catch up with you soon.
Cheers, John.
Thanks.